welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had an awesome weekend. We're back at it again, starting strong. Have a lot of interesting articles again for you today, as always. It's never a dull moment in the United States lately. Yeah, it's going to be a great show today. How are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, I'm doing great. I heard a rumor that Michelle Obama was going to be taking Hillary's place on the debate on Wednesday night. So I guess they'd figure if Michelle were to do the debate, it would be more fair with two guys. I mean, a guy and a girl against each other. So we'll see what happens with all that. Now, I'm being facetious. Well, sort of. There's just so much stuff out there about her being a transvestite, and Joan London died over saying it. Gosh, you kind of wonder what in the world's really going on with those two. I mean, we all know that Obama was gay, so him with a girl doesn't make any sense. But if he was with Michael, I guess it would make a big deal. But I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know if that's all rumor or whatever. But nothing that these Democrats would do would surprise me, Austin, at all. They all act like a bunch of whack jobs and weirdos. And so, who in the world knows? What's your first story, buddy?
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. There's a bunch of interesting stuff going on today. I got a real good article I'll go to in a little bit. But as of right now, this is interesting. The Sergei Markovic, a member of the Civic Chamber in Moscow, basically said that the significant tensions between the United States and Washington are the worst they've been in decades, and he personally plans on stocking up on over 200 cans of food to be ready for any potential war crisis, and he advises everybody to do the same. We're starting to hear this now all across the globe, in Europe, in Russia, in the United States. We've been talking about this, and a lot of other people have too. So, guys, it's that time. It's definitely that time to have some backup food storage. I know I sound redundant because I bring this up a lot, but I say this because if everybody does their part and has backup food storage, nobody's going to be a sponge on anybody else. And what I mean by that is if everybody has backup, nobody's going to have to go to their neighbors or their friends or their families and beg for food because they only have 2-3 days of food in the refrigerator. Everybody can be self-sufficient at least for a few weeks, hopefully a few months. So I highly recommend people start doing that right now. I just talked to a friend last night who's going to start stocking up on a few different things here and there. And that doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be exquisite, but it just needs to be good, basic backup stuff that you can have, like dried food like we carry, or the beans, or rice, or canned goods, something that's clean, easy to cook, and is basically fairly nutritious and can hold you for at least a couple months. In my opinion, 90 days is what I would recommend on that. But I just kind of want to bring that up, guys, because it's every time I turn around, somebody else is bringing this up now, Dad.
Well, you know, I told everybody a few weeks ago, and I suggested to everybody, and I ain't telling anybody anything. I learned a long time ago with a 33-year-old wonderful marriage with my wife. I really don't tell her what to do very often. That's very rare. I usually just kind of make suggestions. It's just easier to make suggestions. Because, you know, when you have women that are, you know, pretty type A, and they end up basically kind of kicking against the goat a little bit if you try to push them too much. In fact, in German, we have a term, it's called Verrücktlauf, which means kind of let them run crazy, like with kids. Say your kids are Verrücktlaufing, which means they're basically running around, nobody's paying attention to them. That's kind of like what you have to do in a healthy marriage. You kind of let everybody does their own thing, and everybody comes together when they need to, and everybody has good communication skill sets, and everybody allows everybody to look at everybody's cell phones and iPads, and everybody has code numbers of everybody else's stuff, and everybody knows where everybody is all the time. It's just communication, good communication skills. Now, as far as the food storage, all we're trying to do is get you guys prepped a little bit. It's kind of like this. How many times have you ever gone out with a group of friends? And there's always that two or three. You're in high school. You got 3 or 4 kids want to run around with you in your car. Okay? And you're the only person who has gas money. The other kids have no gas money. And now you're having to carry all the kids around with you all the time, and they don't have any fuel. So what ends up happening is you end up doing that for a little while. And if you're really, really generous, you'll do it for a bit. If you got your dad's credit card, you may do it for a long time. But if you're having to work and work part-time to make money for your fuel and your friends are constantly sponging off your gas, sooner or later you kind of tell them, look, you're going to have to kind of put up or shut up. And basically, you know, big talk walks, you know, gasoline talks, you know, whatever you want, you can just walk. And that's the problem with food storage. you know, you've got a group of people like, you know, me and Austin, you know, we've got some little bit of food stored up, and we have food at the office that, you know, we sell, and, you know, that's part of our inventory there, which will be gone immediately as soon as we have a crisis. But if we have a crisis, the guys don't count on Health Masters getting anything, because we're going to be out of stock almost instantly. It'll be like gone, like the same day. And so that's nothing I can do about that. But so right now, throw $100 into some storage, for storable food bucket. You know, we carry the stuff that's the non-GMO, doesn't have a bunch of, you know, doesn't have any nitrites in it, it doesn't have any pork in it, it doesn't have any hydrogenated oil, and it doesn't have any soy in it. And good luck finding that anywhere else. That's what we have stored up. You know, we've got enough for a few months for the family. We also have some beans and rice. The rice may have gone bad by now, but you can always, you know, you can always swell that up and feed it to chickens. They like it. They don't care if as long as you swell it first before you feed it to them. But the truth of the matter is, you know, the black beans, they last forever. The beans, you can soak them. But guys, just, you know, get canned food. You know, do what that guy said. Get 200 cans of food. Just start rotating through it. At least go through the election with it. You know, newsflash for everybody listening. We got a bunch of idiots running the planet. Well, they're Satanists is what they are. I mean, I think they're idiots because they're worshiping the evil one. So the truth is, just do what you need to do, but have food. Don't be that person that doesn't have any gas money. Don't do that. Don't be going over your neighbors and saying, "Hey, look, I need to, you know, borrow some food. We're hungry." I mean, don't put yourself in that position. That's just not a good place to be. There's a lot of places you could be, but that's just not a good place to be. And so, you know, just be prepared. Be prepared to, you know, if you have to go fishing, if whatever, you live on a lake or whatever, have the stuff that you need to do all of that, and black beans and rice, and that's cheap. Black beans and rice are dirt cheap. You can store it in the freezer right now. Beans, you can keep those. Put a little bit of DE powder with both of them. Sort in the freezer, the rice with the black beans don't matter, and it'll last you for a couple of years, and it'll get you through this, and you spend $100 and get plenty of food if you want to live on black beans and rice. But guys, one more thing. We got some really good salt at the office. Now, guys, when you're starting to eat foods that aren't pre-salted, your body has to have sodium and chloride. It has to have salt. And make sure you have some salt stored up, at least 20 or 30 pounds. I know that sounds like a lot, but it doesn't go bad. It lasts forever. That's one product you actually put up in your attic. And it won't go bad. You know, like toilet paper, you try to store toilet paper in your attic, it'll get brittle and start to get all crumbly, but because it gets hot, it won't make any difference with salt. So salt is something that everybody seems to forget about because nobody really uses it much anymore because all the processed salt is in so many foods right now. By the way, here's another really good article that just came out. It's talking about vitamin C curing Zika virus, especially intravenous vitamin C. It says it'll cure Zika virus and stop it within its tracks within 3 days. And it says within 24 hours, the patient's symptoms had dramatically improved. Another article I talked about on Hagman on Friday night, you guys need to all listen to that, vitamin C, shingles, and vaccinations. So the pharmaceutical industry and many doctors appear to be making great efforts to get as many people as possible vaccinated against shingles, more commonly known in medical circles as herpes zoster. The infection is typically characterized by blistering skin, rash, and extraordinary pain for individuals. However, treatment of shingles with vitamin C gives results like with a couple of days, sometimes within 12 to 14 hours, it says, with the intravenous vitamin C. So guys, if I ever did develop shingles, the first thing I would do is go to the doctor and go ahead immediately and get vitamin C intravenously. It's a really good thing to do. Excuse me. Here's another article that says eating citrus fruits can actually help prevent obesity-related diseases. Now, one of the reasons it does that, there's a lot of fiber in citrus foods, and also the flavonoids in citrus fruits reduce health risks in obese people, and it massively decreases your fecal transit time. So, in other words, you potty a lot better, you use the bathroom a lot better when you're eating a couple pieces of citrus or a couple of apples every single day. And finally, there are two nutrients now that have shown to actually slash death rates from cardiovascular disease by up to 50%. This is really, really important what these two nutrients do. They're called coenzyme Q10 and selenium. They're so important. And I believe we have the selenium, Austin. Is that in our liver support, or is that in the other one we have, Austin, with the selenium?
We have the selenium. It's in our liver support. We also have it in our thyroid support as well, which is really, thyroid support's a really popular product. We have that in both of them, and then we also carry our CoQ10 in a full ubiquinol form, which is actually the purest, most bioavailable form of CoQ10 you can physically get a hold of. The body doesn't have to convert it from a biquinone to a ubiquinol. It automatically already has it enter the body, so its conversion time, its conversion loss is essentially nothing. So you absorb the full 100 milligrams per soft gel of the CoQ10 ubiquinol. A lot of companies
brag about these 200 and 300 milligram capsules of these real cheap synthetic forms of CoQ10. Ubiquinone is still a decent one, but as it be converted, there's a lot of other ones on the market that are actually full-blown synthetic. You may get 5 to 10 to 15% conversion rate at best. So even if you're taking 300 milligrams, you may get 30, 40, 50 milligrams of a converted secondary form of it, which is not very effective at all. That's why we started carrying the Ubiquinol form once we were able to get it in a water-soluble form where it actually stays stable, because that was the hardest thing with the Ubiquinol, is you could not get it to stay stable in any type of liquid form until they started doing it a few years ago with the lab that we use out in Orlando. So it's definitely the most effective bioavailable form. And it's really, really good for the heart, Ed. I know I take it every day, especially after the pericarditis over the summer. I know you take it every day. Just about everybody does. It's so important for the cardiac muscle.
Well, that's correct. And if you're taking statin drugs and your doctor has not told you to take CoQ10, I would just find another doctor.
Yeah.
That's just because the CoQ10, basically the production of that in the body is stopped by statin drugs, and your heart gets weaker and weaker, and that's one of the reasons so many people who are on statin drugs come down with congestive heart failure. So if your doctor doesn't know that, if he hasn't taken the time to tell you to take CoQ10 and he's put you on statin drugs, as far as I'm concerned, he's a quack. And I've used that term very rarely, but if he doesn't know that about statin drugs, and he doesn't tell you to take CoQ10, he's a quack. And you shouldn't go to him. You should find somebody else to help you and your heart and another general practitioner if he's your GP. If he's a cardiovascular surgeon or doctor and he doesn't know that, he's a quack. I'm just telling you, I can't be any more direct than that. CoQ10 is in all the literatures and what happens with when you take statin drugs. Now, my whole thing is I loathe statin drugs and I still take CoQ10 because as you age over the age of 50, your body starts to reduce the ability to produce CoQ10 and your heart muscle doesn't maintain the strength it had when you were younger. That's why now I'm almost 61 years old here in a few weeks. It's so funny, Austin. My birthday is election day. It's either going to be the best birthday present I've ever had turning 61 with Trump winning or some kind of medieval nightmare with Hillary Clinton winning. I don't even know what to say about it. I can't believe that she's actually going to debate him again after that butt kicking she took, you know, a few weeks ago from Trump on the platform. And he really let her have it. It was absolutely wonderful. By the way, be really careful too. There's a lot of fake salmon coming out now. There people are saying that it's wild and it's not, particularly when you go to restaurants. You need to try to really know who's cooking the food, and they really need to know who their sources are. That's really important because farm-raised salmon is just not a good thing to eat because of all the parasites and all the problems with it and all the food they give it, as far as they give it a lot of soy pellets. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, this one's interesting. This one is pretty detailed, but it's actually some really good stuff. I went through it today. It's the 10 most blatant false claims made by basically the mainstream media. And what's going on right now is we're seeing more and more things. This is all health-related. This isn't even going to any political aspect. But there's 10 on here that are pretty on point, and I wanted to kind of go over them for a second and clear a few things up as far as health-wise for people if they've heard a lot of this stuff via the media and they've been confused about it. The first and number one on here is that the Zika virus directly causes birth defects. Now, we've already gone into detail about this, so I'm not going to go into a ton of it because you can listen to the archives on what we said. But just remember, guys, the Brazilian health authorities admitted that there are some cause and effect relationship because of the lack of evidence supporting the mosquito claim. So they're not sure exactly what's causing it and what's not causing it, but they know the Zika is not 100% what's doing this. It was backed up by a recent study from the New England Journal of Medicine when they examined 12,000 Zika-infected women that had no microcephaly and it was not found. So it was concluded that Zika is not the direct cause of this. Now, when you start thinking about what we talked about, the unnecessary chemical spraying for the disease-carrying mosquitoes, supposedly, the forced abortions, the vaccines, the drugs, all this stuff now, and we're starting to see this is a deliberate scam for profit in the advancement of more hidden agendas. As I've said before, Zika's been around for 60-plus years. That's why we told you guys months ago, this complete and total fear propaganda again. The second thing that we hear about all the time is that EMFs, the electromagnetic frequency fields, don't cause any harm. The harmful effects of EMFs are only perceived when ill health manifests as a consequence of the usage. But now we're seeing now, and numerous studies are coming out from wireless, the cell phones, the laptops, the tablets, the smart meters, the microwaves, all this stuff.
mess up the natural bioelectrical magnetic energy field in the body. So it's really important to limit this stuff as much as possible. Granted, you're going to get exposed to it. There's no way around it at some point. But do your best and be cognizant to try and stay away from it on some means. The other one, too, now is that conventional medicine is the only way to fix, basically, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, all that stuff. And that's why we've gone into detail on healthy blood sugar protocols and healthy blood pressure protocols and healthy cholesterol on our website, because there's so many different nutrients you can do and not go the conventional medicine route. Granted, it's always there as a backup, but always look at the natural approach first. The next one we always hear is diet and nutrition do not play a role in any type of issues as far as diseases. We all know that's false. We've talked about that in detail, so I don't even need to go into detail on that one. The next one, too, that we hear so much because of October, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Scam Month, that they basically mammogram save lives, which is completely not true. The entire cancer establishment can say for sure is mammograms detect cancer. That's all they can try and find out. But for breast cancer, early detection claim is a myth, because at this stage, it cannot be known whether the cancer will turn out to be benign or harmful. For instance, a recent Swedish study involving over 60,000 women, I talked about this a month ago, was found that 70% of the cancer detected from mammograms were not tumors at all. They were just benign. Incidentally, mammograms increase the chance of cancer because of the radiation effects. The safer alternative options for breast cancer screening is the infrared thermo usage. Now, the biggest thing on that, as I always tell people, is diet. Diet is one of the biggest aspects. We've gone into detail on that now. Coffee, alcohol, and sugar. Those are the three biggest contributing factors to that. So this whole thing that you see in the media all the time with, you know, breast cancer awareness and you need to go get checked and all this stuff, it's all about increasing profits for the hospitals and the insurance companies. Understand that. Number six on this list, our GMOs are safe while feeding the world with higher yields. That is completely and totally false. We've gone into that in detail. Tainting ecosystems, chemical toxicities, destroying species, wreaking havoc on farmlands, creating superweeds, causing all types of illnesses in almost every single living being on this planet when it's exposed to glyphosate. These are all things that GMO actually does. So the claim that it's safe is a complete and total false lie. The next one, the biggest one that I've, you know, my stance on this already, is vaccines are safe and effective. That's what we hear all the time. Officials of sorts always make the blanket statement, vaccines are safe. You hear them say it all the time. They blanketly say it. Oh, no, vaccines are safe. It's been proven. They always say, it's been proven. Well, no, it hasn't been proven at all. There's been a few skewed studies that were paid for by the vaccine industry to show that they're actually helpful. Whenever there's independent testing done that's not biased and not skewed and not paid for by the vaccine industry, almost every single time they show that these vaccines do hardly anything to prevent contracting the disease that they're trying to prevent with the vaccine. Secondly, we see a plethora of health problems that a lot of times are much worse than what the vaccine even claims to prevent. That's the biggest aspect I have from it. Considering the toxic overload that children nowadays are receiving before the age of six, some getting over 30 different vaccines by the age of six now, completely wrecking their immune system, resulting in a number of illnesses and deaths. Remember, guys, it's much better to keep your immune system strong naturally with a healthy diet and supplements. That's what we always tell people, the base Excellent C, the D3-10,000, the Ultimate Multiple, key nutrients on a regular basis do more than anything else to keep the immune system strong. And if it is compromised, something like the Viral Graphis is our really good antiviral supplement. That's an incredibly good option. The eighth claim on this list is fluoride in water stops tooth decay. You know our stance on that in detail. The claim that fluoride stops tooth decay is unbelievably questionable with so many different contradictory findings. For example, tooth decay in fluoridated countries is no different to non-fluoridated countries. They've done that now on tests on every single country and found fluoridation in water does not prevent tooth decay at all. On the other hand, a concentration as little as 1 ppm, which is 1 parts per million, disrupts our enzymes responsible for DNA repair by half, causing premature aging. They've also directly linked it to nervous system and hormonal problems, lowering IQ, carcinogenic toxicity, thyroid function negative effects, infertility, and it calcifies the pineal gland. So how about you don't eat sweets and you brush your teeth and stay off the fluoride and we'll call it even. That sounds like a better deal to me on that one. And number nine on here, the high cholesterol means you're going to have a heart attack immediately. We've gone into this in detail as well with the statin scams on all the time now. If your cholesterol's up, oh, you've got to get on statins immediately. You're going to die if you don't go on statins. That's what the doctors like to tell everybody. And so it's a myth that is literally made billions and billions of dollars for the pharmaceutical company, putting people on needless statins. Now, when I told you guys last year, now they're making their recommendations on saying you need to be on statins as a preventatory measure. Your cholesterol is healthy. Your heart is healthy. Your body's healthy. But you should go on statins just because it can help prevent a heart attack 20 years down the road if your cholesterol gets slightly high. That's the garbage they're feeding people now. So you have to understand now, statins used to lower cholesterol have failed to reduce heart mortality completely. The research has come out now, and it's not effective at all. The last one on here is treating the symptoms and not the root cause. We've gone into detail on this in general. The problem with medications, with antidepressants, with all these drugs, is that they go on the symptoms you're having. They never address what's going on. You don't have a Prozac deficiency. You don't have a statin deficiency. There's usually a few key nutrients you can add into your diet supplementally, like 5-HTP and B-complex with omega-3 fatty acids, to do an incredibly good job with cognitive functioning, mood, and brain functioning. So that's what people have to get past. This is whole, well, I have this symptom, so I need to take a pill to fix this symptom. That's not what's going on. You need to look at what's causing the issue and fix it from the base. Dig the root out, plant it over, and start new and fresh and rebuild with proper nutrients and a proper diet and go from there instead of always doing this medical nonsense with these prescription drugs now. So, yeah, Dad, any comments on those? I saw that article and I want to kind of bring it up because I get a lot of questions via emails on a lot of those questions. So, yeah.
Well, I'd like for you to write a little synopsis on that article, because the reason for that is that we cover these items on an ongoing basis regularly, because we want people to know the truth, because these are all these. In fact, we did a series a long, long time ago. It was on part of my Forever Fit series. It was called The Facts, The Fads, The Fallacies of Health and Nutrition. And a lot of those very topics were covered. Now, I'm going to say one thing about all of that about fluoride. There's a really good book you can buy for like a penny online used. It's called Fluoride, The Aging Factor, by Yamiatis, Dr. Yamiatis. It's written back in the 80s. It should be about a penny or a dollar or whatever. But it's called Fluoride, The Aging Factor, and what it does to DNA replication, how quickly it makes you get super old super fast. That's one of the things you've seen with me, Austin. You've seen friends of mine that who've come to the office from high school. You know, they come in on crutches. They come in on canes. They're crippling up. You know, we have one guy who was a great track athlete. He came in on, he was on crutches and a cane and everything else. And he started on our joint rebuilding formula, and now he runs around again and doing great. And, you know, but the thing about it is that when you use a lot of fluoride in your toothpaste and your water at the dentist's office, you age yourself. It's like stepping on this doggone accelerator and hitting the gas and holding it down with a brick and trying to drive your car. That's how fast your body is aging. Now you say, well, I take antioxidants. Okay. Well, that's like stepping on the gas and the brick at the same time. Yeah. And, you know, again, the brakes at the same time. Okay. So now what are you doing? You're just burning yourself out. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. It cannot be made non-poisonous. It's one of the most poisonous substances on the planet. It's used as rat poison. It was used in the concentration camps in Germany. They found that out in 45. It makes people servile and infertile, and it ages them extremely fast. In 1946, after they had found the literature in 1945, they started putting it in our water supply. Now, I don't know what else to say than that. Read the book, Yamiatis, The Aging Factor, from the 80s. That's one of the very first books I read on fluoride, and that was it for me and fluoride. I'm done with fluoride. I won't touch the stuff. Here's another article from Putin. He says, the West can, this is what he says, screw themselves over the threat of more sanctions against Russia. Vladimir Putin has hit out at Western powers for the threat of sanctions. The Russian president says they do nothing. And that all they are, they're trying to suppress power, as Russia will not ease retaliation measures with Syria, saying the West could get lost. Putin was speaking at a summit in India to five countries of emerging economies. You know, here's the thing about Putin. You know, the United States, okay, I got this. Look, I'm going to tell you guys. The United States, from a computer standpoint, we're probably 100 times more advanced than Russia is. Now, let me tell you why I know that. Russia has a very old, aging infrastructure. Now, the main reason they have such a good missile program is because of the German-Russian scientists who they brought over from Germany after World War II. In addition to that, we've had a lot of technology exchanges with Russia after the Cold War was over, giving them a lot of our advanced technologies, including our computer systems. The problem is that whether Russia can beat the United States in an all-out global nuclear war or a bombardment from space-based weapons platforms, it doesn't make any difference. You start dropping hundreds or thousands of nukes on the ground at, you know, in the atmosphere, what's going to happen is you're going to have a situation where you're going to contaminate the entire planet, at least in the northern hemisphere. Now, so it doesn't matter. Nobody wins a nuclear war. It just becomes a big mess for everybody.
Yeah.
So you say, well, you know, the United States is now saying that we can handle the first volley of nuclear missiles. I don't know who the brain dead person is we can handle a first volley is. Okay, all right, we can handle that and not get all of our case hardened silos and all the stuff that we've gotten done. Okay, great. What about the people that are dealing with this radiation and these explosions all over the planet? Now, here's the other thing that I want to mention. This is going to sound really like outer limits kind of stuff. But, you know, we know that there is a fallen angel agenda, another agenda with the good angels or whatever you want to call these extraterrestrials that are running around. Pick your own name for them. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care. You just got to realize that we're not alone here. The Bible tells us we're not alone. So I'm always surprised when people say, oh, we're alone. If we're alone, where are the angels coming from? Okay, so just work on that one yourself. But back in the 60s at several of the nuclear bases, some of these ships would actually come down and shut down the missile silos, Austin. You probably don't even know that. This is well documented in the research and the literature. I mean, shut down the entire missile silos, the nuclear missile silos. So now, if that's what they're planning on doing again, I don't know. So you got to remember, this is a war against evil. This isn't a battle of flesh and blood like the Bible talks about. This is these interdimensional things that are going bump in the night. We've got a whole group of these things that are basically in this planet, on this planet, around this planet, that have been here for a long time. The Bible talks about them, so we can't deny that. So we don't know what the intervention is going to be. You know, God could say, guess what? We're not going to nuke anybody today and put a stop to it. You know, that's how I look at it. So we have to just pray and stand firm. Now, if they start dropping nukes on us, quite frankly, if they start doing that kind of nonsense, there's not a whole lot any of us are going to do about it. I mean, we didn't get a ticket to the underground bunker in the last $9 trillion we went missing. Okay, it just didn't happen. My ticket's not in the mail. If it is, I haven't received it. So the truth is this, guys. Just do the best you can. That's all we can do. Store some food, store some water, get some good filtration systems going. You know, get some guns, get some ammo so you can defend you and your family against looters, that kind of stuff, or against foreign armies if they decide to invade. And just believe in God. Because guess what, guys? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, greater is He that is in us than is He who is in the world. You know, Satan's under our feet. You know, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? I mean, what are they going to do, kill us? As Christians, we're already connected with God in His dimension anyhow through the Holy Spirit. And so as soon as we check out of here, we go to the next place anyhow. So it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. We're not going to stay here forever regardless. My whole thing is I just want to be able to, if I have to check out, I want to do it with my boots on, and I want to do it defending my family or defending freedom or defending the United States of what it once was, not this abortion-loving, transsexual, gay. I'm trying not to go completely berserk here and start saying stuff I shouldn't say. This, what we have right now, and for you guys who are young, that are younger than 30, you don't understand what we used to have. If you go back and look at the Norman Rockwell paintings and the stuff of what Norman Rockwell America was back in the 40s and the 50s, that's what we had. It was absolutely amazing. But when the socialists and the communists came over in the 20s and the 30s from Russia and from Germany and took over Hollywood, this is all part of the international banking cartels with their Khazarian mafia, you know, their Sabbatean Kabbalists. When they did all of that, it really just destroyed the United States. Now, I talked about this the other night on Hagman's show. I'm going to say this real quick, and my listeners, I'll be a little bit more graphic with you guys than I was with Hagman's. I got to be careful on Hagman's show. This is an article that was written by Jonas Alexis on October the 11th, 2016. And he's talking about the Khazarian Mafia in Hollywood, which is the same thing as the Sabbatean mafia, same thing. And he's talking about how if you want to walk into the film industry and start interviewing people like Eli Roth, you will most certainly hear incredible and bizarre things. Roth will tell you that he aspires to F up an entire generation. This is quoting him. Roth and his brethren have been in the business for years. They know how to. They know the drill. Roth probably knows the story of Samson and Delilah, and he knows how Samson's lust darkened his mind and eventually sent him to his death. Roth almost certainly knows the best way to destroy the morals of his audience is to prey on their lust and appetite. That's why his brethren have spent years fighting against obscenity laws and pornography in the United States. Now, what's interesting about this, and we've talked about this, and I didn't cover this in detail with Hagman because I had so many stories the other night, there are a lot of Jewish filmmakers in Hollywood. Now, I'm just going to share with you this. I'm like, I've got to cover this with you. Don't get mad at me. And I'm quoting this man right now, Jonas Alexis. He goes, older generation of Jewish filmmakers, Woody Allen, Stanley Kubrick, who, by the way, tried to tell us a lot of truth, Ron Jeremy, basically, they tried to do their 1990 sensibilities in defining increasingly sexualized and pornographic terms with what they did. Now, he says this. Abrams, who's one of the top guys out there working in this area, said he declared elsewhere that the Jewish involvement in porn is actually the result of an antavistic hatred of Christian authority. They are trying to weaken the dominant culture in America by moral subversion. Now, what he means by that is this. 99% of the pornography being made in the United States is Jewish. They're Jewish directors, Jewish money, Jewish everything. Now, you can say, you're sounding like an anti-Semite. Well, crap, I'm sick of it. This is who's doing it, okay? And this is what's going on. Now, whether you like it or not, it's just what it is. The Jews run Hollywood. They'll tell you they run Hollywood. When I met with the girl who destroyed Mel Gibson, she told me the Jews run Hollywood. Now, I'm not saying that all Jews are bad, but I'm saying that a lot of these Jews in Hollywood are putting out a lot of trash. And this atavistic hatred, I looked up that word because I'd never heard that before. That's ancestral. That means like for thousands of years. So he says that the Jewish involvement in pornography is actually the result of ancestral hatred of Christian authority. They are trying to weaken the dominant culture in America, which was Christianity, by moral subversion. Because then another scholar by the name of Josh Lambert tells us that people like Larry David and Sarah Silverman's challenging America's powerful religious, family-friendly culture in asserting their hatred by glorifying obscenity. So these guys are basically out there in Hollywood producing filth and pornography and trying to destroy Christianity because they have a centuries, you know, well, gosh, millennial hatred of Christianity. So guys, the whole thing about this is this. These guys are Luciferians. They're Satanists. And Jonas Alexis goes on to say, if Satanists in Hollywood rejects the fountain of creativity, then the main fountain of creativity, they can only produce degradation, ugliness, meaningless despair, and ultimate chaos and confusion. That's what happens when you pull God out of all these things and you pull righteousness out of all of these things. God, some of the movies, guys, are so filthy and so awful. I remember last year I tried to watch that one movie. I forgot which one it was. It was a Marvel Comics one. I forgot what it was.
Deadpool.
I didn't know what Deadpool was. I thought it was like, you know, watching another thing with like, you know, Captain America. We walked out within 10 minutes of the movie starting. I thought it was going to get better. It didn't get any better. It was completely filthy, disgusting filth is all it was. And I couldn't believe it did the numbers that it did. And Sharon and I got up and I said, we're out of here. We just got them walked out. We demanded our money back because it was such filth. Now, guys, that's the problem when you allow Hollywood to run amok with Satanism. Because remember, the entire communist movement was based in Satanism. These are the guys, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, that came over, these Khazarians who came over in the 20s and the 30s, and they took over Hollywood, they took over the media, and now they run Hollywood, and they want Satanism. These are the same guys that promote abortion, they promote obscenity, they promote filth. This is what they do. Now you say, well, Ted, you're sounding like an anti-Semite. Well, crap, the other day Donald Trump said the doggone bankers were taking over the world, and then they said he was an anti-Semite. Does everybody have to be an anti-Semite when you point out that there are certain groups of people that are doing certain things? It's ridiculous. I've had enough of it. And you say, well, that's not politically correct. I'm so far from politically correct on today's show, it doesn't make any difference anymore. Guys, listen to me. the control of the media is from these international banking cartel, these Rothschilds. They own everything through interlocking corporate directorships. I just went down to John Deere Landscaping today to pick up some pipe to run some sprinklers for my mother-in-law. I'm the one I always get stuck trying to fix her stuff for, bless her heart. She's like 82 years old. I love her, but I'm always doing all these little chores for her because she's my mother-in-law. And what was interesting, it used to be John Deere Landscaping, Austin. Today, I went in, it's got a whole new name on it. And they said, I said, what happened to John Deere Landscaping? And they said, oh, no, they spun it off. And I said, okay, they probably went public with it. And they said, yeah, they did. They changed the name, went public with it. The group of bankers runs it and owns it now. And I said, there you go. Acquisitions and mergers. Acquisitions and mergers. That's the growth of the stock market. Acquisitions and mergers. And that's what they do. They come out with these public offerings. They sell the stock, make billions of dollars on these offerings in some cases, and turn around, pump it and dump it, pump it and dump it. They pump it up, then they dump it. They don't care. It's all about greed and avarice. Now, I'm not saying, now remember, we're not talking about Jewish people anymore. We're talking about just the bankers in general that, who are doing all of this stuff and these people who run a lot of these Fortune 500 corporations. Now, guys, again, not all Jewish people are like this. I'm not going to sit there and stereotype them. They're not. Probably 95-99% of the people who are Jewish and or Christian and or everybody else are not awake in the United States anyhow. Now, we have a good group of people now that listen to this show, listen to Hagman's show, and who listen to Hodges' show, and listen to Jeff Rentz's network, who are finally waking up and saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need to try to fix this mess. And this Satanist control of the media has gotten so pervasive now. Look what they're doing with Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter what that weirdo wench has done in her entire life. She gets a pass, a complete and total pass. In fact, I'm going to read you this today. This came in today. I got it from Kelly. She's been on our show before. I've interviewed her. She wrote an article, and she interviewed Sally Miller. She's a former Miss Arkansas, and she says that Hillary is Satan in drag. And she talks about what Hillary does and how Hillary basically is just an absolute lesbian. And now the Clintons are unbelievably upset about this stuff being released, and they threaten her multiple times that she could not go through all of this and tell people the truth. You can read the article on to Sally Miller, former Miss Arkansas, says Hillary is Satan in drag by Kelly Nelson. It's with newsandviews.com. It came out today. And basically it talks about how Sally met Bill, then she started running around with him for like 3 months, had this big affair with him when she was going through a divorce. And since she met him again a few years later, and then basically she said that Sally said that Bill could curse like a sailor, and the last thing he said to her when he walked out the door was, you can read this, it was not nice. They were together for 3 months, and then she starts in on Hillary. And I give Kelly the kudos for saying this, but the media is giving her a pass, because remember, the media likes this stuff. They like this stuff. They embrace it. The real Hillary, according to Bill. On Sally's Facebook page, she states, the most sobering marks ever shared by Bill Clinton after I told him about visiting Easter Seal the day before and singing songs to groups of children with disabilities. More serious than I'd ever seen, and Bill repeated a frightening promise that Hillary had made during her pregnancy. Listen to this. When Hillary was pregnant, he described Hillary as being so viciously angry because she was pregnant, that because she'd already had multiple abortions. She doubled both her fists and she beat on her stomach and she yelled, if this effing thing inside of me is a brainless mongoloid or a thalidomide freak or has any other deformity, you can be blankety-blankety sure that I'll have this blankety-blankety retard killed. I will not let some piece of pathetic, dribbling blankety-blankety ruin my life. Is that clear? That's Hillary.
Golly.
That's who wants the White House. This is a quote from what Bill said. Now, guys, if that's okay with any of you, I mean, it's unbelievable. She was basically, she goes on to say she's a complete and total lesbian. Now, guys, you need to read this whole article by Kelly and read what a former Miss Arkansas has said about Hillary Clinton. But this woman is so wicked. But remember, the Shepherd guy just came out on Fox. He's gay now. Guys, listen to me. All these crazy people out there believe that this stuff is okay. This is they enjoy this. They embrace abortion. They embrace transgenderism. They embrace being a transvestite. You know, Joan Rivers straight called Obama out for being gay and Michelle for being a tranny. She was dead a few months later. Guys, listen to me. This is not God's best. This is Lucifer. That's why Miss Arkansas calls Hillary Satan in drag. I mean, this is some wicked, wicked stuff that these people are involved in, because these are Sabbatean Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. They're from Khazaria. They're the snake worshiping people. They call up all these demons and things, and they grab their power from them. That's why they wear the red Kabbalah bracelets. They talk about it openly in their circles. Mancow, my good friend who went to one of these Babylonian parties, told me the story about them coming down out of the ceiling naked, you know, and he quickly ran out the door because he didn't want to be involved in any of that crazy stuff. I mean, this stuff is real. These people are real. They control the media, they control Hollywood, and everything out of their mouth is filth because they're from the devil. They're Lucifer's bunch. And we can't allow this wicked, wicked Benghazi witch into the White House. It's bad enough we got a gay guy from Kenya in the White House, and I still don't believe that his birth certificate is legitimate. I don't believe that for one second. And I've done too much research on it. There's a lot of other people who feel the same way that I do. But we know he's in the White House. We know what he's done for 8 years. He was put there by George Soros and the Rothschild gang. Because always remember, the Soros clan is the arm, the cutout for the Rothschild bank. It's the same group of people that funded J.P. Morgan back at the turn of the last century to bring in the Federal Reserve Bank into the United States. It's the same Satan group. Remember, the Rothschild people were brought into the Sabbatean cult in the 1700s by Jacob Frank. And Jacob Frank brought them in. They became Luciferians. And they have been ever since. If you read the book, Bloodlines, it says that the Rothschild banking cartel, every night at their dinner table, sets a place setting for Lucifer himself. And that every 37 years or so, he shows up, incarnates in the flesh, and tells them how to proceed as far as world domination. If these are the nutbags who are involved in all of this stuff, why in the world are we as Christians endorsing any of these people? And that's why all these people in Congress need to be taken out, because the Federalist Society put all these guys in. We've covered all of this stuff in the last 4 or 5 months on this show. So anyhow, that's my little diatribe for the day. I started reading this stuff that Kelly had written about Hillary Clinton, Austin, and the woman is just evil. She's a sicko, Satanist, witch, who does not belong anywhere in public office, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. And I keep talking to a lot of my friends about it, too, because they're all on the same page as me. But it is a complete and total joke. I mean, how many different scandals does she have to be involved in? I mean, how many emails does she have to delete? How many things have to be exposed on her before the American population says this is complete and total nonsense? We're not going to put up with it. That's why I've been telling everybody. I said, she's not winning in the polls, guys. I said, I promise you that. I said, we've already seen now with these WikiLeaks being released that every single thing that they put out, they run by her. They're not letting anything go out that is not approved by the Clintons, because the Clintons are globalists. They are right in the turn with all of them. This is a quote from Donald Trump's speech on Friday. This was excellent. He's getting now closer and closer to this election. He's getting more and more bold about what he's saying and calling out the globalists and their agenda. This is awesome right here. I quote this. He says, "There is nothing that the political establishment will not do now. No lie they will not tell to hold their prestige and power at your expense." And that's what's been happening. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for one thing only: to protect and enrich themselves. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that do not have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they've never seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. And that was from his speech last week. And when I read that and I saw that, I was like, wow. I said, he's getting to the point now where he doesn't even care, Dad. He's flat out calling these guys what their agenda is, what their goal is, what they're trying to do. And it's becoming more and more clear now the more this stuff comes out on Hillary and the media refuses to even address it. All they want to do is say, well, Trump kissed a girl on the mouth at a party 10 years ago, and she came out now and said she didn't approve of the kiss, and he violated her that way. I don't know where they're coming up with this nonsense, if it's true or not. I really don't even care. A lot of cultures do that when they meet and greet regardless. There hasn't been one single incident of even all these fake allegations coming out of Trump raping anybody, of him doing any type of significant sexual assault on anybody. Everybody wants to claim, oh, he touched me or he gave me a kiss at a party. Are you kidding me right now? Is this really what we're putting in the media? This is really? No, guys, this is what they're trying to make everybody watch so they don't let them see what's really going on with Hillary. They want to obfuscate the truth, and they're doing a very good job at it, but the problem is it's starting to collapse underneath them because more and more people are really starting to wake up, Dad. And the more I see it online, the more I see with comments, the more I see with emails, the more I talk to people, a large, large percentage of the population, even people that didn't even have that much against Hillary negatively, are starting to realize that there's something going on, that this is really turning into a scam, and nobody really even knows what to think about it anymore because it's becoming so bizarre.
It's exactly what I told you. It's the Sabbatean way.
Yeah.
It's the same communists that left Russia, that were the Luciferians, who wanted to make Russia a godless state. It was Lenin and the gang. I mean, these guys were Luciferians. I mean, when Lenin and Lincoln used to exchange letters, you know, they would talk about all kinds of weird stuff. Because remember, Lenin was a Luciferian, and Lincoln's wife was a Luciferian. So, I mean, she's a witch. Okay, so we've got this weird stuff going on all over that's been going on for a long, long time. And these guys, basically, they control power from the darkness. They're the shadow government. They like to be in the dark. And when you shine a big flashlight on them, they don't want you to see it. Now, what's happened is the Democratic Party basically soiled itself by allowing Hillary Clinton to get the nomination. Because what they did is they never expected Donald Trump to do that last debate the way he did it. He
yeah.
really stepped out. See, and that's why they said he indulges in conspiracy theory. No, he doesn't. He tells the truth. And everything we've been telling you guys now for the last year and a half, 2 years while we've been on the air, and the last 35 years that I've been on the air, I've told you the truth to the best of my ability. And every once in a while, I'll make a mistake, and I quickly retract it on the following show. But guys, the truth of the matter is what we've been telling you. This is a Luciferian agenda. The Hollywood elite are Satanists. Ted Gunderson proved that back in the 90s with the satanic sacrifice rings in Hollywood, in L.A. County. He's proven it, and then he ended up dying from it. I'm sure they gave him some type of cancer to die from. So you can watch him online. This is for real. You say, well, I don't believe it. It doesn't matter whether you believe that these people are telling you the truth or not. They believe they're telling the truth. These people really believe that they can do this in their satanic rituals and the things that they do. They really believe they can get this energy and this power from these interdimensional entities. This is how they do what they do. And we've talked about it in detail when I've talked about the blood of Christ, when I've talked about chemtrails, about the Morgellons antenna they put inside of your body, and how we're all being microchipped internally with all these nanobots. We've gone into detail on all of this stuff on these shows. Now, guys, I don't like doing the shows over and over and over again, so you guys can go back to the archives and you can listen to it or listen to the Hagma shows that I've covered the same things on. But, guys, this is for real. We are literally playing for the soul of the United States of America right now. We got these guys so desperate, they're threatening war with another nuclear power, which they've never done before, to try to obfuscate what's going on with Hillary. They have picked the wrong candidate. The problem is she's so powerful in Washington because of her Satan ties. They're all probably scared to death of her if they don't give her the chance to be the president, that she's going to have them killed. I mean, another journalist just got killed this past week again with them, who had written several books on the Clintons. This is what they do. They just die. They just drop dead. They just find them dead, kill themselves, shoot themselves. By the way, the Republican Party has spent $0 on TV ads for Trump after they spent $42 million for Romney in 2012. And the reason for it is there is no such thing as a Republican Party. Ryan's wife is a super, super liberal Democrat. I mean, she's super liberal. She's as liberal as Hillary Clinton is. That's Ryan, Paul Ryan's wife. And you don't think he gets to hear it? He's not an alpha male. I guarantee you he's capitulating to her and to the other people in Washington. Remember, it's all about pedophiles. It's all about whores. It's all about alcohol. It's all about all of these things they do, drugs on the side that they get caught doing, and then they have to basically walk the step when they're told to walk the step. That's why Washington is getting gridlocked. That's why the last 20 years, it seems as though we've only had one political party. Guess what? We've only had one political party. That's all we've had. Since we lost Ronald Reagan back in 1990, we've only had one political party now for 25 years. It's been the Bush-Clinton party. That's all it's been. The Rothschild-Bush-Clinton-Soros party. That's all it is. That's all it is for 25 years. That's why the United States has gone to hell in a handbasket in the past 25 years. My God, are you believing it? We exploded the third world countries with unprecedented feeding all of these people in these third world countries who couldn't feed themselves. Their populations exploded. We raped these countries of their resources, and now we're bringing this exploded population out of Africa and out of the Middle East, and we're bringing them into the United States, and we're bringing them into Europe to destroy the culture. And when they do that, they can bring in the mestizo race, a one world government, and they can basically manipulate everything through a world war and bring us underneath the auspices of the United Nations and a one world church through the Vatican. That's where it's going. It's going back to a feudal system. That's what they're doing with us. They want to put us back under the rule of the Vatican, and the Vatican, of course, with over 50% of the priests, in some estimates, up to over 50%, are pedophiles. Are you joking me? They like to screw little boys, guys and girls. There's something wrong with people that want to do that. They didn't even take out back and shot, not move to another parish. I mean, there's something wrong with these whack bags that do this stuff and nothing happens to them because the Catholic Church has paid out billions of dollars now to all these children that have been basically raped. I mean, are you kidding me? Now you say, well, not all Catholics are like that. You're absolutely right. Not all Catholics are bad people. That's an absolute fact. But guys, your leadership bites. It bites. It's awful. This current Pope is awful. So to me, I don't like, if I'm going to a church and I'm giving money to it, if I don't want to be there anymore, if I don't believe what they're doing anymore, I'm going to change the church. And I've done that several times in my life. I was Lutheran for years and years and years. If the Catholic Church excommunicates you, you're not going to go to hell. I'm telling you that right now. They don't have that authority. They can't send you to hell. They teach you they will when you take your catechism and you basically go through your confirmation and all the things they do in the Catholic and Lutheran churches, but you're not going to go to hell. It doesn't say that. They don't have the authority to send you to hell. You know, when you connect yourself with God Almighty and you accept Jesus Christ as your son, as God's son and as your savior, you're connected with God. You're not going to, no priest could send you to hell for that if you decide not to go to church there anymore and you stop tithing there and you start going to a different church that preaches the truth. So guys, please listen to me. If you're Catholic, if you're Baptist, or you're Methodist, or you're Lutheran, or you're Presbyterian, or whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference at this point as far as if you're a Christian or not, because I have to believe that's internal between you and God Almighty. What matters is that we've got to all vote together to bring our country back. Yesterday we had some friends over for lunch, and they're German. One is a full-blooded German, the other one is half German and half, she was born in Ecuador. And not Ecuador, she was born in Colombia. And she's a full-blown Democrat. And I asked her who she was voting for, and she wouldn't tell me. And I said, well, can you tell me anything positive about Hillary Clinton? She wouldn't tell me. She didn't know anything positive. They're born as a Democrat. They want to stay a Democrat. They've always voted Democrat, so it doesn't matter. Doug Hagman said on his show Friday night that if you know that Hillary Clinton's a witch, and you know what she is, that she's a lesbian, and you claim to be a Christian, and you vote for her, that you're not a Christian and you're not saved. And I will say to you this, if you really believe that you can vote for her and put her and Bill back in the White House, and you can actually pull that lever and vote Hillary Clinton, all I can say is this, may God have mercy on you. Because I can't say you're a Christian or not a Christian, but I can say one thing, if you do that, you don't understand what being a Christian is all about, and you are certainly not voting according with the biblical precepts of voting are supposed to be about. I will say that. What do you have to say, Oz?
No, you're absolutely right on that. Here's another health-related article before we close up for today. The PepsiCo is getting sued again now, another lawsuit they're in, by buyers who claim the company has misled them into believing their Naked Juices drink and smoothies contain high-value ingredients and are healthier for them. The reason why I brought this up is because I have a lot of people that I know and like these drinks. You see them at health food stores. You see them at Whole Foods. A lot of places carry them. They're called Naked. They're supposed to be like an all-natural, fruit-boosted vegetable drink, like a smoothie, a health smoothie in a bottle. And from the marketing on them, I do have to admit, I've never really used them before, but when you look at them, the marketing's phenomenal. They usually show, you know, these really excellent things like, you know, spinach, cabbage, kale, cherries, pomegranates, stuff.
stuff like that. Well, what's happened now is they're starting to do more research on them and going through the ingredients and actually what percentage they're using. And the lawsuit complaint was filed this month in stating that naked labels feature images of healthy fruits and vegetables and trumpet how the drinks have no sugar added when they actually contain as much sugar as a can of Pepsi or more in some cases. The Kale Blazer naked drink lists cucumber, spinach, celery, and ginger as its main ingredients. However, kale puree is only third on the list. Between that is orange and apple juice. Neither of those fruits are pictured on the label at all. The kale drink contains 34 grams of sugar for a 15-ounce bottle. Their Berry Blast smoothie has 61 grams of sugar for one bottle, guys. And a 12-ounce can of Pepsi contains 41. Now, granted, Pepsi, they're using high fructose corn syrup. With these, they're using simply fruit sugars, which is almost always apple juice concentrate in these drinks now from what they're finding. They said consumers are paying high prices for these expensive ingredients advertised on naked labels such as berries, cherries, kale, greens, and mango, but consumers are predominantly buying apple juice when they start doing the looking and testing on it. So, guys, just be aware of this. I'm not saying don't drink them if you like them, but also understand, guys, when you're drinking fruit juice in general, if you're juicing straight fruit, if you're drinking these smoothie fruits and they have 40, 50, 60 grams of sugar, I promise you, unless you're extremely active, it's very, very difficult to keep body fat under control and very low if that's your goal, drinking a lot of these sugary drinks all day. Even though it's fruit juice, it still causes insulin spikes, and it's really not something that's healthy that you need to be drinking on a regular basis, especially not 50 to 60 grams of fruit sugar in one serving like this, guys. So Pepsi's at it again. They always have great marketing. That's what they've done on here. I don't know as far as how the lawsuit's going to go, but I just kind of want to bring that up to kind of wake everybody up. A lot of these fruit drinks and smoothies and health drinks usually are not what you think they are, especially you need to look at the ingredient list and make sure you're actually getting something in it and it's not apple juice and orange juice for your first ingredients, because that stuff's cheap and it's loaded with sugar, Dad. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We love you. We appreciate you. Hope you guys don't mind me fussing a little bit every once in a while, but I get so fed up with these globalists. Thank you for supporting Health Masters and at least getting your multiple vitamins from us. We've got a sale going right now if you go to the website. God bless you. Austin, go ahead and close. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys have a great night. If you got any questions, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. We have the GHI Cleanse on sale right now for over 10% off product of the week. And then we also have a 5% off coupon that I emailed you guys out on Saturday that you can use. It's Talk to Ted, TalkToTed. Get you 5% off anything on the website. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.